From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at one of our favorite spots, Jimmy's Tequila and Carne's, guys, right here off of Peace Tree Industrial. What were you saying?
No, my man over here, I go, I'll get some tacos, man. Give me some carne asada. He goes, you want Mexican style? I go, you know it. not the gringo.
Yes,
I want the Mexicano style. So, yeah, man, great turnout, good scene, and the food is fantastic. That's why these guys, as you said earlier, have been in business this long. Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. We're right on the corner of Petri Industrial and Tilly Mill. Great area. And, again, hopefully we'll do more of this in the future, Carl. We never get up here as a show, and we got a ton of audience up here in this part of DeKalb County.
It's been a few years since I've been up here. I was asking Gordon and Matthew, our sales guy, and I said, when's the last time you guys come over here? And I literally, it's been a couple of years since I've been over here, but I remember coming in, it was like a Friday night, and it was packed, and the food has always had a great reputation. So if you've never been, man, make your way over here. We'll be here until 6, and then again, our Ultra, Michelob Ultra folks are giving away tickets to the World Cup between now and 4:30, so I think you still have time, to come through and participate with that. Also got to give a big shout out to Abe's mom. Abe's mom is here. Abe lives about 15 minutes, 10 minutes away.
Right.
And his mom is here, so I got to give her a shout-out. What a beautiful and sweet lady she is. And Abe?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know about you, man. But your mom, love your mom. I don't know about you.
Abe's mom goes, I love when he's on the show with you. He never lets up. I go, no, he never lets up. He never gives in. Never gives an inch. Was he like that as a child? Same type style? Gotcha. My mother, so when I broke my jaw, I got hit with a hockey puck playing ice hockey, and my mom said it was the greatest 3 weeks of her life when I couldn't speak. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, I think it would have been similar for Abe, Carl.
Oh, Abe was somewhat opinionated. Really? That's Abe's mom in the background there. Yeah, so you guys obviously hear Abe on Andy Rennie fills in, but they're hanging out, and I just wanted to give her a big shout-out. She's a sweet lady, and she's been traveling the world, so
the world.
She's enjoying herself.
By the way, I think we found a new niche as far as our audience. We are number one with Bosnians and Herzegovinians.
Really?
Dukes and Bell. Shout-out to Amir, who lives up in Lawrenceville, my old neighbor from when I lived in Midtown.
Okay.
They're all so I was joking around. He sent us a photo. There's a very busty Bosnian who was caught on television up in Canada. They're currently leading up in Toronto against Canada as they start the second half up 1-0. But it would be a pretty good upset. And by the way, I checked. I said it was 275. It's 375.
Is it
so
really?
I'm going to make some good money on this bet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making some good loot. It is funny when you have a guy. Now, again, I'm not putting my business on the street. But the guy that I have action with on the south side, his nickname is Sarge. So there's a law enforcement background. And he's country as the day is long. So when I text him, he's the one who goes, hold on, you and your hockey, I got to look up the line. So he literally had to get on his computer. I said, I want to bet Bosnia, Herzegovina, give me $50 on the money line. He goes, oh, hell, how do you? It's like talking to Nick Nolte. He goes, all right. So anyway, I got the action in on that one. So I'm pulling for these guys. B&H, Carl.
No, man. And look, it's so far been an entertaining match. Team USA plays tonight at SoFi, guys, 9 o'clock. And everybody's pretty interested in that. By the way, we will carry the dogs. I want to remind you guys of
baseball.
That. Yeah, man, College World Series, Mike. And look, everybody's talking about the matchup. We talked to our buddy Seth Emerson. We talked to our buddy Mike Griffith, who was talking about Texas being a tough matchup. I don't want to go into that specifically with just, basically saying, look, Texas is as good or if not better than Georgia. This is going to be a hell of a game against Texas. Whoever comes out of this, I do think, should advance and ultimately win this thing. That's how good both of these teams are. It's ironic that they're matching up at this stage. I was hoping that they'd kind of be in different brackets, but it is what it is. But, yeah, man, if the Dogs can get past the Longhorns. I think their shot to win this thing is very, very good.
Yeah, man. It's a fun time. We talked about, you know, World Cup. It's funny. I saw CJ Nikowski goes, is World Cup over already? Oh, boo. Wow. CJ, angry man on the World Cup. Look, it's not everybody's cup of tea, to
it's
your
not.
Point.
Nope.
But, you know, it is still a big event in our backyard that we've embraced. And thanks to Michelob for having us out and getting us in all these great neighborhood bars where soccer's always on TV.
All right, man. Plenty more to dive into. Steve Coonan's going to join us, Day-Day. He's going to join us coming up.
Yes, I am.
Mike's got some guy talk
Hopefully
for
not
you.
A hostage in the back of a very unprofessional Uber driver. Remember last time?
Oh, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, Steve was like literally, if you missed it, he's like, he's speeding. He's not paying attention. He's on the phone. I guess it was one star for that guy.
How do you think Steve tipped him?
You know, we're going to find out. What was the star and what was the tip?
What do you normally tip your Uber driver, by the way? Are you just the five-star and then the max tip, whatever that is?
If I'm really hammered, like I was coming back from Echo and the Bunnymen concert, I always give – I'd go 25%. If you're with my drunk butt talking blah, 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 the whole way. Because I'm a backseat driver. Like, you want to get in the left lane. The left lane. No, don't get behind this guy. I'm that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I always – by the way, I'm 4.95.
Yeah,
so
I have a great rating.
You and I are pretty good at
that. I have a great rating. I tip fairly well, considering the only time I'm like Steve Coonan. The only time, unless you're trying to kill me,
the better for me.
That I won't tip you. But we'll ask Steve that question. That's all on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. So Daniel Jackson is awarded the 2026 National College Player of the Year. Yes, he is a dog, and this is what I'm talking about, Mike. The team is loaded. There's no reason, and, you know, when we say this is their best opportunity,
right.
I'm not telling you they won't be here again, but will you be this good? Will you be this good? I don't know. And so for the dogs, you got the Player of the Year now. That's a whole new narrative going into tomorrow's game, and I just feel like the momentum – with the adversity they overcame against Miss State to come back and win those games, even though they were at home, I just like the team, man, and I like the way things are going for them. Meanwhile, did you see this story, guys? Brent Key.
My man.
Reportedly makes an offer to Kirby Smart's son. His name is Andrew Smart.
Right.
He's the class of 2030. Okay, 2030.
I heard your kid's pretty good. I'll hang up and listen. He's going to Tech, going to Georgia.
And Lane Kiffin's son, his name is Knox.
Right.
Knox Kiffin.
Good name.
Is in the class of 2028. He's also a quarterback. They were both at a camp where Coach Key was, and he was like, you see the picture, and you're like, okay, big deal. He's talking to him.
That's funny.
But Brent offered him. Brent was like, you want to come to Tech?
I could hear Kirby. My son. He's elite, but he's Benedict Arnold on me. By the way, David Pollock's son, Nick, going to play tight end for Clemson.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. What's up, Day-Day?
Oh, by the way, Kirby's son actually posted, I'm blessed to have received an offer from Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's great.
Too funny.
That's
awesome.
Great. But you know what? I wonder if Kirby said, you better post.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, that's a hell of a deal, man.
Yeah, man.
Because that gets you on the map, Mike. This is when, if Brent Key's offering,
right?
Other coaches are going to be like, oh, hell, I need to look at Kirby's son.
Good for him.
So we're going to
– I mean, aside from the Georgia Tech rivalry, you know, that's great.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
But at some point, guys, in a few years, we're going to be watching Lane Kiffin's son at college quarterback and Kirby Smart's son.
You know, it's funny because Arch Manning –
potentially.
Arch Manning got all the juice. That's Koopa's son. I always think of, like, J.B. Smooth. Koopa, you're my favorite. Remember the Caesars app? Remember that commercial? Koopa, you're my favorite. But imagine when Peyton and Eli's kids are of age. Imagine that, but that feeding frenzy.
Son is coming, too.
Is going to be exactly right. Hey, man, you and I spent a lot of time this week. I think most people with a degree of common sense realize how wrong and how awful Texas Tech looks right now in the way they are trying to push this Brendan Sorsby thing, and they're going to take on all comers. It's one thing to do that video we spoke about. They do a 20-minute video, which is, unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool Red Raider fan, it's just painful. You're rationalizing nonsense. It went from, oh, no, this kid, you know what? He had an addiction. It's a weakness. Now every kid gambles because of the apps. So now it's like they changed the argument like on an hourly basis at Lubbock, Texas. But the thing that struck me as odd yesterday is Ken Paxton. Now, who's Ken Paxton? He's the attorney general for the great state of Texas.
Yes, sir.
And he's basically said if the Big 12 tries to suspend this kid, that they're going to come down on him.
Really?
This is the attorney general for Texas. So, I mean, is there anybody – No offense, Carl. Is there anybody who's not an idiot in the state of Texas? Everything's greater, including this nonsense agenda in the state of Texas.
Look, people have picked sides. There's money on both sides. We know this. And the support to make sure that there's no additional legal action. And then you have the other side of it. Look, I don't know where this goes. I am just frustrated because if it's the easy decisions that we make hard, what happens when we have to get to the hard decisions?
Right.
That's where we're at in college football. And there are a lot of hard decisions in front of us as college football fans, administrators, coaches. Ask them. I talk to these guys all the time. They're telling me this is what sucks. This is what I hate. I love my job and I love the kids. But this stuff that I'm dealing with, I don't like. And, Mike, those hard decisions shouldn't be that hard if we're all on the same page.
Correct.
But we can't even be on the same page for
stuff. Look, it comes down to this. And, I don't even know what Brendan Sorsby is going to be. But there are some big money boosters, one specifically at Texas Tech. And they doled out $5 million plus for this guy. And, by God, he's going to be on the field. And that's it. And they're taking like this, you know, I don't care. I've been bending the rules my whole life in oil fields in Midland. You know what I mean? So that's how they're approaching this. It's like Landman on steroids, right? It's just we're going to try to skirt the rules. The entire world is against you. Common sense is going out the window. It's like imagine if Kirby had said, because Georgia would never do this, and we're supposed to be this evil football factory. Imagine if Kirby said, we're going to explore another year eligibility for Stetson Bennett.
People lose their minds.
And they would. And right. I mean,
lose their
look
minds.
What happened with, you know, with Ole Miss, with Trinidad Chambliss.
Yep.
You know? And a lot of folks feel that's completely wrong as well.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to the. I mean, I have it. They're not going to do it.
Just play by the rules. There are rules in place. Play by the rules.
But I don't have the answer to where this goes. And that's the unfortunate part. This is pretty simple. But video's out there, man. Go see it for yourself, and you can tell Mike and I what you think about it. 404-726-0929. Mike, what's coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl rings?
No.
Okay. Liberace's up in heaven going, that's a bit much. We'll talk about that. Someday we'll have one, hopefully in Atlanta. Also coming up, guys, more on what folks are saying, just horrible behavior by Knicks fans. And are more of those horrible Knicks fans going to take over San Antonio Saturday night? Stay tuned. Live from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes with Mick Ultra. Great scene up here in Doraville. Join the party till 6.
Yeah, man.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.